The Los Angeles Lakers are the new NBA champs. The Lakers downed the Orlando Magic 99-86 yesterday to win the NBA Finals 4-1. MVP Kobe Bryant was the Lakers' hero of the series, but the inside play of Spaniard Pau Gasol was huge, especially in last night's deciding game. Gasol scored 14 points and took down 15 rebounds. Raul Barrigón is managing editor of the English-language basketball news website Hoops Hype. He's in Madrid. And Raul, tell us, first of all, what kind of excitement is going on there in Spain today over this victory?
Hi, Marco. You know, everybody here is crazy. It's been huge here. It's a lot of reaction, a lot of impact from, sportsmen and politicians. All the country, you know, there's a tough time here in Spain with the economic crisis. And this is a happy moment for all of us. This is a country that loves basketball since, 1984 with the Olympic Games in Los Angeles when we won the silver medal against the U.S., against, the Michael Jordan, those great players, Chris Mullin. It's unbelievable. In 2001, when I was covering the Spanish King's Cup in Spain, Pau Gasol was a teenager, and he won the Spanish King's Cup by himself. He was the MVP. And I was in the locker room, and the idea of a teenager to win that tournament would be like a dream come true, but he didn't feel like he had accomplished anything. He told me, the sky's the limit for myself. He just felt his career would be special, unique. His career has been an example for everybody here in Spain, and a lot of players have followed his steps.
So in his town of Sant Boi de Llobregat, is that pronounced correctly? I don't know. What's been the reaction there today? They must just be head over heels.
He's a hero, like a god. He's put that little town in the map, so everybody's crazy.
And as you said, for him, when you saw him as a teenager, you've kind of felt like, in his eyes, the sky was the limit. Now he is second in the league in the NBA in field goals. He's fifth in the league in rebounds. A lot of people said that Kobe Bryant and the Lakers couldn't win another title without Shaquille O'Neal. So is Spain now saying that Pau Gasol is the new Shaquille O'Neal, or simply one of several very strong players on the court for the Lakers who brought them to this crown?
Yeah, it's not Shaquille O'Neal. Everybody knows that Shaquille O'Neal is a legend. So we're just very happy that Pau Gasol is the sidekick of Kobe Bryant. He's the best player on the championship team apart from Kobe Bryant. So this is historic. All the people here in Spain during the 80s and 90s follow the Magic Johnsons and the Michael Jordans. So Pau Gasol is now officially like those guys. It's unbelievable.
There's been kind of a trend over the last decade with the NBA getting more and more global. Does that kind of headline really evoke any surprise anymore in Spain? I mean, it kind of feels like Spain is kind of a natural feeding ground these days for the NBA.
Yeah, we have here in Spain the best league in the world, obviously, apart from the NBA. We had an example with the Argentinians like 5 years ago with the Manu Ginobilis and all those guys, Andres Nocioni. The Spurs won the championship with Tim Duncan as the star, but with Tony Parker, the French one, a French star, and Ginobili, an Argentinian. So it's a normal trend that international players are getting, better in the games and, having an impact on the NBA. So it's not like a very big surprise.
Raul, what are your impressions about the game last night? What's your 10-word analysis on what happened?
It was already written, after what happened in Game 4.
Two words, already written.
Everybody expected that the Lakers would win this thing, in Orlando after what happened in Game 4.
Raul Barrigón is managing editor of the English-language basketball website Hoops Hype. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Marco.